Welcome to the Derech Shimshon in English podcast, in which we learn and explain in a clear and uncomplicated manner an excerpt from the Sefer Derech Shimshon on the Parsha. Parsha Hazinu. It is written in this week's Parsha, Yizbechu l'sheidim lo Eloah, and they will give sacrifices to demons who are not gods. Elohim lo yod'um, gods that they never heard of before, they never knew about. Chadosh mikor bo, new ones that just came on the scene. Lo sa'urim avoseichim, their forefathers didn't even hear about, didn't even think about these type of avodah zarah. Rashi, the name of the Targum, explains, are not gods, they are completely powerless. If they would have some power, Hashem's anger would not be so great. This Rashi implies that Hashem is less angry at someone who serves an avodah zarah that has some power than one who serves an avodah zarah that is powerless and useless. The Egyptian quotes Mefarshim who ask that the Medrash contradicts this. On the pasuk, why are you angry at your nation who worship the golden calf? The Medrash comments, Moshe said, Ribbono Shel Olam, why are you angry with them? This calf that they built can help you. You will make the sun shine in the morning, and it will bring the moon in the night. You will be in charge of the stars, and it will be in charge of the constellations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, you also erred with this calf. It is completely powerless. Moshe answered back, if so, why are you angry at your nation? From this medrash, we see the opposite. That when Bnei Yisrael defer to an avodah zarah that is useless, there is no reason for Hashem to be angry. The Rishutcha begins by saying that even though that on the surface it does appear that Rashi is contradicted by the Medrash, we find in the Gemara a proof to Rashi. It is written in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah that Agrippus, the general, asked Rabban Gamliel, why does the Torah write the reason to be careful not to serve Avodah Zarah? For Hashem, your Lord, is a devouring fire, a jealous God. A wise man is only jealous of another wise man. A mighty man is only jealous of another mighty man, and a rich man is only jealous of another rich man. Why then is Hashem jealous of objects of idol worships which are useless? Rabbi Gamliel answered with a mashal of a person who married a second wife in addition to his first wife. The first wife feels more anger and is more jealous of a second wife only if the second wife is less distinguished than her. However, if the second wife is more distinguished than her, she understands her husband and is less angry. This is exactly what Rashi wrote. The Shimshon concludes that in truth, there is no machlokes between Rashi, the Gemara, and the Medrash. All agree that Hashem is angrier when Bnei Yisrael serves the useless of the Zohar than if they would have some use for them. Moshe's argument was that there was no reason for Hashem to be angry with the golden calf, since it was powerful, was because Bnei Yisrael didn't expect the golden calf to be a god, a replacement of Hashem. They continued to serve and worship Hashem. They only looked to have a new leader to replace Moshe. Moshe therefore argued that since it was totally useless, there was no reason to get angry at them. If they wanted to replace Hashem, it would be very insulting to be replaced by a nothing. However, since they were only looking for a helper to Hashem, Hashem argued that there was no reason to be angry.